T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating 2 homicides in 1 day. We've got the story.
Wichita police join effort to combat gun violence. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas wheat harvest expected to fall far short of last year. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we officially measured over 3/10 of an inch of rain in Wichita, but no rain expected for today and the weekend. Our forecast is coming up.
KNSS breaking news. Kansas and Oklahoma lawmakers have passed legislation to grant legal protections to faith-based adoption agencies that will not place children in LGBT homes. Kansas lawmakers approved a bill early today that would prevent agencies from being barred from providing adoption services for the state if they refuse to place children in homes violating their religious beliefs. Oklahoma legislators approved their bill Thursday.
2 men have been arrested after a man was found beaten and dead following a disturbance at a house in West Wichita. Police Lieutenant Todd O'Giles says it happened Wednesday afternoon. Officers made contact with 2 men at a residence in the 200 block of North Sabin.
These males had stated that an unknown male had been over at that house on Sabin during the day. A disturbance broke out during the day, and they said that they had punched the male. Officers entered into the residence and found a 39-year-old male deceased inside of the residence with blunt force trauma injuries to his face.
A 64-year-old man and a 29-year-old were both interviewed, and then they were booked into jail on manslaughter murder charges. This is the second homicide in Wichita that took place on Wednesday, marking the city's 18th murder case of the year.
Late Wednesday morning in southeast Wichita, 30-year-old Bree Todd Williams was walking down the street in the 1700 block of South El Pico. Another man approached him. They had minimal contact. Then the suspect fired multiple gunshots, killing Williams in the street.
2 Sedgwick County sheriff deputies observed a suspicious male in the area of Harry and Oliver. They watched this male go into a Quick Trip. They then entered into the Quick Trip, saw the male now wearing different clothing exit the building. They were able to find his original clothing in one of the bathrooms of the Quick Trip.
Lieutenant O'Giles says that 31-year-old man was taken into custody, booked into jail for first-degree murder and for possession of a firearm by a felon. During a search of the area, a police dog located a gun, which was submitted as evidence, both the victim and the suspect, gang members.
It's a nationwide trend on the rise, people using guns to resolve disputes. Officer Charlie Davidson says the Wichita Police Department has partnered with the U.S. Attorney's Office for Project Safe Neighborhoods.
Project Safe Neighborhood is a nationwide commitment to reduce gun crime in America by networking existing local programs that target gun crime and providing those programs with additional tools to fit the specific gun crime problems in each area.
They're trying to obtain more federal resources for addressing the increased use of guns during disputes.
Participants in this year's Kansas Winter Wheat Tour are forecasting a far smaller harvest this season in the state.
The group estimated Thursday the size of the Kansas wheat crop to be 243.3 million bushels based on conditions they observed during their 3-day tour. If realized, that would be far smaller than the 333.6 million bushels cut last year in Kansas. Scouts also forecast an average yield statewide of 37 bushels per acre, well under the 48 bushels per acre average for wheat harvested in 2017. Officials with the industry group Kansas Wheat say the takeaway is that the wheat is short in stature and is going to be short in bushels. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Missouri lawmakers have moved one step closer to possibly impeaching embattled Governor Eric Greitens.
Missouri lawmakers voting overwhelmingly Thursday evening to hold a special legislative session to consider impeaching Governor Eric Greitens, who's admitted to having an affair but denies ever threatening the woman involved or blackmailing her. The first ever special session in the state's history will begin May 18th to investigate possible impeachment charges. Todd Richardson, the state's Republican House Speaker.
We will not avoid doing what is right. Just because it is hard.
Greitens is also facing criminal charges for allegedly misusing a donor list from his charity during his 2016 campaign. Sean Langell, Fox News.
The Wichita area commercial real estate market is very active, says Steve Martins, CEO of NAI Martins Commercial Real Estate. Martins tells KNSS News.
Our firm has just released its first quarter 2018 results, and we're showing that in the first quarter in office, retail, and industrial properties, we've seen about $85 million in transactions. That's very robust.
Martin says recent changes in the federal tax code are boosting commercial real estate. KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
It's a home weekend for both the Shocker baseball team and the Kansas City Royals, and a major announcement concerning Wichita's downtown baseball setup. We'll have all that news coming up in sports.
Surgeons remove a woman's giant tumor. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The last week in April is designated National Small Business Week. Wayne Bell is Wichita District Director for the Small Business Administration in Kansas. He tells KNSS News small business is a huge part of the economy.
Over 50% of the private sector jobs just here in Kansas, over 55% of the private sector jobs come directly from small business. There are over 250,000 small businesses in Kansas alone.
Wayne Bell, our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Surgeons successful in removing a giant tumor.
After gaining 10 pounds per week over a two-month period, a woman in Connecticut was diagnosed with a massive ovarian tumor. Doctors at Danbury Hospital removed the 132-pound tumor Thursday during a five-hour surgery. The tumor was found to be benign, but because it was putting pressure on a major blood vessel, doctors were concerned about the woman's heart. She was also malnourished because the tumor was sitting on her digestive tract. Pathologists are now working to determine why the tumor grew so quickly. The 38-year-old woman is expected to fully recover. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Things in traffic looking okay out there. Those gasoline prices seem to be coming down as well. 262 and 261 at the low end. I spotted better. 258, saw that at Meridian and Grand in Hayesville. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. And Laura, yesterday afternoon I got caught in a rainstorm in Riverside. What happened?
I told you.
Yesterday
was weird because you're like, oh, it's a beautiful day. This is fantastic. And then you had that one storm that just, I mean, literally fired up in the corner of Sedgwick County. And that just strolled right through the downtown area to the north and east. But it actually dropped us some nice rain. We'll take that, right? But hey, we are drying out for this weekend. And after this week, oh my gosh, Friday has never looked so good. It is comfortably cool out there, partly cloudy, 54 for the current temperature, a fresh breeze from the northwest at 12 miles per hour. We will see sunny skies for today, a high of 78, and you won't have to worry about a random storm just bubbling up. In fact, we're going to keep with the storm-free sky all through the weekend. Sunshine takes over. We warm through the 80s come Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like we're going to keep with the summer trend all the way into next week. So we are on cruise control. Perfect timing. A great weekend. You're going to do some yard work. You got probably some lawn mowing to do now after everything, right. All that rain that we've gotten in the last couple of days.
What about a third of an inch is all that we got, really? But we had some real flooding in the Riverside area. And then I talked to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities over in Augusta in Butler County, said they didn't get a drop over there. How about
that? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It was literally just one lone ranger that just, it was like, come on, you could have gone maybe about 5 miles to the north or south or something like that. But hey, you know what? We'll take it. I mean, if you think about it from the past couple of days too, you add it all up and we've got about an inch of rain out of all this week,
that's
right?
Better than nothing. We're in a drought situation. All right. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Right now, partly cloudy, 53 degrees, got a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Just about, 6, 7 years ago, Mike Pompeo was a fairly unprominent businessman here in Wichita. And now he's the Secretary of State, and he has had a busy week. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning. Good morning, Rachel. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. I guess he was also a congressman from your area.
That's right. He was a congressman, too, and then CIA, and now he's had a busy week as Secretary of State. Kind of hit the ground running, didn't he?
Sure has. He was traveling for his first week. He was in the Middle East and Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, also in Belgium. And he came back, and he was at the White House with the Army's football team. He gave a speech to the State Department. I think what's interesting about his trip, the first 5 days where he was traveling, is that he actually took a team of journalists along with him. So that he's a little different than Rex Tillerson was. Rex Tillerson seemed to be behind more, you know, closed doors type of Secretary of State, in this case Pompeo, really making himself more accessible to the press.
Rachel, I want to take you inside this information here. When he was here in Wichita, I was interviewed him several times, so I trained him on how to deal with the media there.
Well, that's great. You probably whipped him right in the shade.
No, but I'll tell you, he is pretty good with the media. He's not, he'll pretty much tell you what he thinks, and he's not going to hedge anything usually that I know of. But
Yeah. And he seems comfortable in the Sunday shows. He was making the rounds before Tillerson was fired or left. He was making the rounds on the Sunday shows about North Korea back then. That should have been kind of a tip-off of what was going on. In hindsight, now we can see it. And he seems very comfortable in front of the cameras, whereas Rex Tillerson looked noticeably uncomfortable. He's his own guy, but at the same time, he's kind of standing in line with the president on some key issues, including the Iran nuclear deal. As you know, the president has until May 12th to make a decision whether or not that's going to be recertified as far as the U.S. end of it. The president hates it. We'll see what he actually does. But Pompeo is saying that he's in sync with the president on this.
Well, and it's interesting that these two personalities, I don't know the president, but I can kind of get an idea of what he's like. And Mike's pretty low-key. It seems like they're getting along pretty well.
Absolutely, at least so far. I mean, you see these relationships between the president and some of his tightest advisors go south really quick. But in this case, it seems to be working out. Okay. And Pompeo's in place, obviously, in time for these key talks with North Korea that are coming up. Hit the ground running, and we'll be watching him.
All right, Rachel. Hey, thank you for your coverage this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland talking about a busy first week for Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. Of course, former congressman from right here in South Central Kansas, and a businessman as well. A lot of people know Mike around here. 7:16 now with Steve and Ted, and today is Friday, May 4th. A heavy rain, as we were talking about with Laura a minute ago. That storm, that little rain shower came up yesterday afternoon, caught me jogging in Riverside, caught Ted. You were walking around the lake out here.
Yeah.
We were a couple of knuckleheads. I mean, really, we're doing weather forecasts all day, and we get caught in a rainstorm. How silly is that?
There was the blue sky over much of the horizon. I think it was just like one of those Bugs Bunny cartoons. I was just right under a cloud that was raining on me.
Yeah, you were just right there. We got about a third of an inch, but that was an interesting little rain shower yesterday, and it really drenched the Riverside neighborhood. We had street flooding and people slowing way down in their cars. A rural South school district in eastern Washington is arming its teachers and staff, but not with guns, as some had suggested. After recent active shooter incidents across the country, these teachers are getting ball bats. Dayton School District teachers practiced swinging last week as part of the new program, which also includes other preparedness training, such as taking cover in the classroom and blocking the doorway with desks. Teachers said they appreciated having the extra support. Force Dynamics, which provided the training, said almost everyone can swing a stick under stress. The Washington Education Association Teachers Union says they're opposed to forcing teachers to use any weapons at all. And I must tell you that while I appreciate any effort that people make at school safety, you got to wonder, Ted, what good a ball bat will do if somebody's armed with an automatic rifle. Unless you're a real good hitter, you're not going to hit those bullets. I mean, it just, as we talked about earlier, it's it's kind of a sign of desperation. There's not any really good
a bit absurd. Yeah.
To this thing with the school shootings, but they're trying. 7:18, Steve and Ted now here on a Friday morning. We've got plenty of sports news to tell you about this morning. Ted Woodward talking about some Shocker baseball and, well, some more baseball news. A lot of baseball news.
Home weekend for the Shockers, beginning a 9-game homestand. Those are the last 9 home games of the season for the Shocks, who have played very well at home this season. Shockers are hosting Cincinnati in a 3-game conference series this weekend at X Stadium. First time these teams have ever met in college baseball. Shocks are still in the top 20 in the nation in RPI, but they are languishing in 8th place in the conference standings and 2 games even behind 7th place. Got ground to make up. Cincinnati comes in tied for 4th place in the league standings. 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at X Stadium. Both those games are right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And then Sunday morning in the series finale, that's a 10:30 a.m. game on Sunday. And you can hear that Shocker game on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Major League Baseball yesterday for the Kansas City Royals, beginning a 4-game set, hosting the Detroit Tigers. And the Royals certainly enjoyed home cooking, and they enjoyed their afternoon game against the Tigers. Royals getting the job done. You heard the game on KFH.
First, the 1-1 pitch, and a high drive, deep left field. Back goes Jones, and gone. So there. So just after the Tigers tie it, Soler unties it, and it's that kind of day. The ball is flying.
One of 3 home runs on the day for the Royals.
Sorry, it's Mr. Excitement there.
Denny Matthews.
Denny.
Who pretty much calls a home run the same way he calls a flyout.
Vitamin B.
Royals have won 4 out of their last 6, and they will be hosting the Tigers the rest of the weekend. 7:15 tonight. 3:15 tomorrow afternoon, 1:15 Sunday afternoon. All those games on KFH. An interesting announcement yesterday coming from the Wichita Wingnuts baseball team, announcing that their 11th season, this one coming up in 2018, will be the final baseball season played at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wingnuts are still uncertain as to their franchise following that. They say they have been told by the city that Lawrence Dumont Stadium will not be available for use any after 2018. The city has never said that, made any sort of public announcement to that
publicly,
effect.
Publicly, no.
But the Wingnuts went ahead and said, hey, this is our last season here. This is how we're proceeding from here on out.
Wow.
So a little bit interesting to see how the timing and all that's working out. But the Wingnuts say this will be the final baseball season ever at Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
The Wingnuts know something we don't know then?
Well, they say that's what the city has told them.
Okay.
So the city has been somewhat slow moving in some of these areas to make announcements.
Yeah.
But the Wingnuts have gone ahead and said this is our last year. This is the last season at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. See how things progress from here. Indoor football tomorrow night, downtown Wichita. The Wichita Force hosting the Duke City Gladiators, a team that is tied for first place in the division. Force are 2.5 games back. 4 of the final 5 regular season games for the Force are on home turf downtown. We'll have live coverage of Force football 6:45 tomorrow night. And that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Mark Boerigter. Is 40 years old today. Played 4 seasons for the Chiefs. And he does hold an NFL record.
Well, really?
His rookie season back in 2002. He and 12 other guys hold the same record.
Okay.
Longest touchdown catch in NFL history.
How long? 99 yards?
99 yards. Yeah. That is correct. He caught a 99-yard touchdown pass from Trent Green, and he joined 12 other guys. Longest NFL touchdown catch in NFL
history.
Seems
like that was a record at West when I was there. There was a 99-yard.
There's always somebody that breaks off a 99-yard run or a 99-yard pass.
Somebody. Yeah. It seems like there was. Yeah.
And it sticks in the record books forever because you can't break that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Mark Boerigter, of the former Chiefs receiver. He's 40 today. Of course, you can hear Chiefs games all during the fall right here on KNSS.
I guess we are the radio home of the Chiefs.
Well, you don't have to guess. We are.
That's the way we would put it. Yeah. All right, very good. 7:22 now. Hey, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A break-in at the California Governor's Mansion. Rush has the whole story coming up. And it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. You know, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
KNSS News Time, Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:23. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.